If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. By Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Rebecca Jones, MD at Object Source, which is a leading Magento development agency. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Andy.
So, Rebecca, let's start off in true tradition. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Object Source.
Okay, so I'm, obviously Rebecca Jones. I've been head of director level for a number of different companies, lastminute.com, Ocado.com, NatWest got them live for the first time. That was a bit of a ride and a long time ago. So I don't really want to talk about how old I am. Then started up Object Source sort of 4 or 5 years ago really wanted to get into using Magento, built a team around that, and that's what we do, basically.
Fantastic. So just in essence, what's the main thrust of Object Source?
We design, build, and host Magento websites.
Okay, so from a business perspective then, Rebecca, what are the things that make Magento a good e-commerce platform?
Well, first and foremost, it's free. So, or you can certainly get a free version, which is fully functioning and pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, and then you can buy an enterprise version as well, just in case you feel that's more appropriate. So first off, it's free, which means then you can spend all your budget on customizing and getting it to the way you want it to be for your business. Mm. And because obviously, you know, you've got to find some unique identifier out there. And so you can spend the money on doing that. And of course, the great thing about Magento as well is that, as I talk to loads of my customers about, you know, there are essentially four things that you really ought to consider when building a website, or certainly when you've got your site built.
Yeah.
You know, and those four things are around making sure you attract the right customers.
Yes.
And of course, attracting those customers is about making sure your website is search engine friendly. Magento is all ready to do that. The templates are all set up. You don't need to worry about any of the coding or anything around it. It's all there as long as the agency is doing a good job.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you get those customers and you spent a lot of money on trying to get them there, you want to make sure you convert them. Well, that's obviously a lot about the user experience and the journey that you have when you get to the website. But, of course, you know, you can design that in any kind of way that you want to. Magento is already set up for you to have the category pages, the product pages, and, of course, that all-important homepage. And then making sure that it's swift and it's quick and it's easy in order to put the stuff into the basket, get straight to checkout, and you're done. So you know, converting those customers is pretty straightforward as long as you've got that good user journey.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a sort of a framework, and you sort of just sort of fill in the detaily bits.
Essentially, it's a platform, and it's got all the features and functionality that you would want of a decent e-commerce platform. So, you know, you want somewhere you can put products in. I mean, at the end of the day, within a couple of weeks, if you really wanted to, you can install it, bang some products in, put a little theme on top, connect it up to PayPal, and off you go. You're done.
Yeah. Now, what about things like upsells, cross-sells, related products, sort of extending basket value, for like? How does Magento handle that?
pretty straightforward again. So in terms of extending that basket value, as you say, you know, it's in the admin panel itself against each product, you can say, I want to, if somebody looks at this product, I'd like to upsell them this, or perhaps I'd like to look at a cross sell here, add in various related products. It might be that you want to say, shop the look. So yes, I'm looking at this particular t-shirt, and then they say, well, how about these trousers to go with that? And maybe these accessories and things like that. And you don't have to know any coding, be any kind of technical person at all. You just need to know what it is you're trying to make sure you sell that customer, and configure it.
Yeah. Now, I know that one of the big key things of recent years is sort of compatibility with other products. And I'm thinking specifically about email lists, you know, keeping customers. How does Magento sort of like integrate with things like MailChimp and other email managing software?
Again, dead easy. I know I keep saying all these things are easy, but I guess we've been doing this for quite a few years now.
Yes.
But you know, one of the great things about Magento is because it's got such a big penetration rate across the across the world. I mean, you know, sort of 29% of people are using Magento these days across the world. That's huge when you consider the number of e-commerce platforms out there. Mm. What that means is that the community itself wants to stay on top of making sure that there are extensions, as we call them in Magento, where you can simply install a bolt-on to the platform in order to be able to connect to other systems. So MailChimp, for example, if you came to us and said, we've got a Magento site, we want to now connect up to MailChimp, we can have that done within a couple of hours. Install the extension and off you go. And similarly, I mean, obviously, Bronto and Dotmailer are big, you know, corporate mail systems that do a lot more than just sending out emails and things. And so that takes a little bit longer. But again, you know, there are extensions there. And so you're not sitting there kind of looking at masses of expense in order to be able to integrate with these different systems.
So, Rebecca, I'm just interested because Magento is open source, isn't it?
That's right.
What's the sort of developer community like? Is it sort of strong and vibrant and pulsating?
Very much so. I think it's really important, though, to make quite clear. It is an open source platform, but it's not like some of the classic ones, say, maybe around Drupal and WordPress and those types.
Yeah.
This has actually been built by a company called Varium, where, you know, some years ago they said, let's build an e-commerce platform and let's make it open source so that people are able to actually get into it and use it for what they need it to do for them. And then a couple of years ago, eBay decided to buy 50% of it, or 49%, and then completely bought it out. So it's now owned by eBay.
Yeah.
And therefore, incredibly well invested in terms of making it extremely stable and scalable, and still remaining as an open source platform. But what it also means is, because the reason why they wanted to do this was that in order to be able to do, as we've just been talking about, the MailChimp and the extensions and things like that, in order to be able to integrate with all of these other IT systems that are out there, so be it SAP, it could be Sage, could be Sage Pay, it could be Worldpay, all these different ones. Of course, they would never be able to stay on top of that, and therefore make it so feature rich. That's so keeping it open source and then engaging with agencies like ObjectSource ourselves and others out there. People are able to build these extensions on the side of the platform without actually hurting the platform at all.
Yes.
In order to, you know, completely blow out the features and functionality that are available.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's the true open source philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we mentioned, we just touched on SEO earlier. I'm just interested in how easy it is to sort of optimize, you know, if you want to do some SEO on your Magento site, how easy is it to optimize? I'm thinking about, you know, sort of keyword strategies and things like that. Is it fairly straightforward?
Yes, it is straightforward. I think the key thing to sort of say about Magento around this is that, again, it's got this great admin panel, really easy to use admin panel, where you don't have to have any technical knowledge at all. And this has always been one of the biggest problems around SEO to some extent, is that people find it hard to implement their actual strategy because they're kind of going, oh, I don't know, you know, the right tags for HTML, and we've got this in the right place, and should I do this or should? So there's a whole bigger problem of going, should this be in an H1 tag, should it be in an H2, and all this kind of stuff. But Magento Magento is already set up. So you go into the back end, you put in your title of your product. That is already enabled to go in as an H1 tag. You then put in the description of your product. That's already enabled to be a P tag. Yeah. So, but you don't have to know anything about that as a web manager or as an SEO expert person within your organization. You just need to know what your strategy is and understand how to use that admin panel, and off you go.
There's a wonderful phrase that, I mean, as a developer, I hear a lot. It's usually from users, and it's, does this product or that product, quote, get in the way of you actually doing things? So what about Magento? Does Magento sort of get in the way, or is it really sort of slick and seamless?
Obviously, I'm going to say it's slick and seamless.
Yeah.
it's a really good question because, I mean, as I explained at the beginning, you know, I sort of work with some large .coms out there. You know, you don't get out of bed without spending £1 million on licenses first, and you've done nothing. And, you know, like Ocado, you know, sort of £1 million on licenses, and then out pops a stationary website, and then they've got to spend another few hundred thousand or more than that, really, on making an actual shop site. And then they go, whippy-doo, look, we've got it. Yeah. And they've done so many customizations that each time, you know, somebody goes, oh, do you know what? I need to do, it'd be great if we did this promotion today. And they go, oh, no, we've got to put a change request into the IT team and see what they're going to, you know, see what they think, and then wait until it goes into their schedule of when they can do it. Oh, do you know what? Forget it. I can't be bothered. And I can't be bothered to think about Christmas right now because, you know, I'm trying to think about my summer holiday.
Yeah.
But with Magento, again, and, you know, and I really do, you know, this really is the truth, and the fact that I've been there and done this with some of these big platforms. And I was totally shocked by Magento when I came across it for the first time, that, you know, essentially I could be lying in bed one morning going, do you know what? I really want to do that 2-for-1 offer, or I want to do an offer on if they buy this, they can get this for free.
Yes.
Or we're going to offer free delivery on a lower price on the basket. And I could literally just go, I'll grab my laptop, go into the admin panel, set up some basket rules or set up some product rules, press save, and I'm done. And I haven't even gotten the shower yet.
So it sounds really easy to use then.
It really is. It's functionally rich, you know, and you can extend it, as I've been saying. And it does sound like it's a utopia, or I'm certainly making it sound like it sounds like it's a utopia to everybody's e-commerce problems. But, you know, I talk to organizations on a regular basis, you know, where they're saying, you know, oh, I just feel like I work for this platform rather than the platform actually working for me. And it costs us so much money. And we show them, you know, we show them things like, so for example, Fine Cheese Company is a really good example of one of our clients who, you know, they rarely come to us on a you know, sort of a weekly basis at all. You know, they come to us because they want a feature added. They want a new piece of functionality.
Yes.
But if they want to change a banner, they want to change a product, they want to add products, they want to put new categories in, they want to add some text about, you know, some blog or something to help with the SEO and all that kind of stuff, they just get on and do it. You know, and it's there, and it's, and they're webmasters. They're not, you know, the person that's doing this work. You know, it's not somebody who has to know about how to code anything.
Yeah, that's the beauty, isn't it? Because you don't have to know HTML.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Object Source?
Obviously, pretty easily. Just get onto our website, objectsource.co.uk, and all our details are there.
Rebecca Jones of Object Source, thank you very much indeed. And thanks to our listeners for listening. The show notes, as usual, are at sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. There's two ways of getting in touch with us. We have an email, which is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And we have a telephone hotline, which is +44 1273 256 150. If you want to leave a question or a comment. So it's goodbye from me, Andy. And it's goodbye from Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Thank you.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.